This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Thursday, September 5th. God's word for you today is, remember. Our scripture reading is taken from Philippians chapter 3, verse 1, and it says, finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you, to me indeed is not grievous, but for you it is safe. Over the next few days, we're going to turn our focus to past lessons. Why? Sometimes, as God's people, we'll learn so many things. If I ask you what has been the most striking lesson from God's word for you this year, does anything come to mind? With God, it is important that we pause and check again. Paul was talking to the Philippians and he said, I am telling you these things again, or I am having us go through this material again, through this teaching again, through this doctrine again. It is not grievous for me. It is not a problem for me, but for you, it is safe because you can be sure that if you missed it the first time, you will not miss it the second time. So, we are going to look at some lessons from the past, particularly from the book of Proverbs. Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 12 says, wisdom and money can get you almost anything, but only wisdom can save your life. You need two things in life, so to speak. You need money and wisdom. If you have money and wisdom, you will be fine. If you have money and you do not have wisdom, you will be in trouble. If you have wisdom and you do not have money, you will be fine in the long run because money will follow wisdom. The humility to know that I am not a wise person is your first step out of foolishness. Believe me, arrogance will keep you in foolishness. Wisdom and creativity are inseparable. Wisdom and leadership are inseparable. Wisdom and life are inseparable. Wisdom is the principal thing we should pursue, chase after, court, sleep with, and go on a walk with wisdom. There are different ways by which you can interact, engage, and download wisdom. The first way is by inspiration. Your own ears will hear him say, this is the way, walk in it. In the name of Jesus, your own ears will hear him, and right behind you, a voice will say, this is the way you should go, whether to the right or to the left. Wisdom is knowing the way to go, really. Wisdom is being able to apply knowledge. Wisdom is being able to consistently make decisions that are right and accurate. The second way is by instruction. The third way is by contemplation. That is, contemplation from observation and experience. Contemplation is taking what has happened, sitting down, and actually thinking about it. Why did I behave like this? Why did I respond like that? By the grace of God, there are many things that I've accessed in God just by contemplating. The fourth way to interact, engage, and download wisdom is by books. Let us pray. Father, as it has pleased you to draw my attention to past lessons, fill my heart with wisdom and help me remember and engage the truth I have been taught. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.